Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Hey, I think we found a rock that keeps on splitting. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and the rock that keeps on splitting is Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump. Wow, does he keep the media on their toes after a week of seeing weeping and gnashing of teeth by the elite mainstream media? Now they're going after him where they said he doesn't have a transition team. He's behind. They're doing all these negative things. So today we're going to be talking about Trump's transition and this team that he's put together. A triumphant team. Trump triumphant. Yes, his transition team. And we do like alliteration around here for your you English majors. But Trump's transition team is working. And we're going to be talking about that in the first half. And then second half of the show, we just got to go back and tell you. And we're going to play some clips of the Tuesday night of election night and talk about some of the different celebrities, some of the news reporters, and just to go back and take a touch of what happened in American history. This is Rock Splitting Politics, and nobody can deny that one of the major political rocks of our lifetimes was split and broken, and Donald Trump took a sledgehammer to the establishment, to what everybody and all the posters thought was going to happen, and the American people lifted up that sledgehammer and they broke the establishment rock that Hillary Clinton was sitting on and thought was going to be her pedestal to launch her into the White House. But I'm telling you, and you're part of it, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, the audience, you've been listening to me over the past several years. Those have been with me throughout it all. You know we're trying to work together with patriots across this country. And we won one. We won one. And what do you say about that, President Obama? Take a listen to what President Obama said just a couple years ago.
So let's work together to make government work better. Instead of treating it like an enemy or purposely making it work worse. That's not what the founders of this nation envisioned when they gave us the gift of self-government. You don't like a particular policy or a particular president? Then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election.
Well, thank you very much, President Obama. That's what we did. We didn't like our president, didn't like the party, the Democratic Party, who picked Hillary Clinton to be our next president. We didn't like her, didn't like the policies you've had, and we went out and elected another president. That's what we've done, and I want to say a thank you to my listeners who have all pitched in. And I've told you throughout the campaign, do what you can with what you have. When I went to a dental meeting in Denver, Colorado, found the Trump headquarters, volunteered my time, helped them in Colorado. Hey, Trump didn't win Colorado, but you had to put out the efforts in all the battleground states so that some would see the light and vote, and Wisconsin did it. Michigan looks like they're going to do it if they ever call it, and Pennsylvania did it. Ohio did it. Florida did it. North Carolina. Look at these battleground states that Trump had to have, and he went beyond that. The Rust Belt was what unfolded, and the posters, all the pundits could not believe it, but you did it. The American people working hard for Donald Trump, and getting out the message of change. And I told you before, we went into Ohio with my family, Trump signs, waving them up when we were up in that area, because we wanted to be a part of American history. And we were, and you are too, for everything you did. I say thank you. And you remember, we put out a poem on Facebook. And some of you who've been to the Facebook page, if you haven't, go there. Doc Holliday's, Dr. Ed Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. That's how you find our Facebook page. Like, go on there, like it, and you can find a poem on there. And if you remember how it went, it was something that went very simple. There is a crooked Hillary who's married to crooked Bill. And through the Clinton Foundation, she's very crooked still. About her crooked emails, she told a crooked lie and sent her crooked husband to stop the FBI. But the FBI has found its backbone, and crooked Hillary has gone berserk. The voters across America now know she's nothing but a jerk. With all her crooked dealings and all her crooked deeds, it's the Trump-Pence ticket. That's what America needs. Now, if you would like to kick the crooked Clintons in their crooked rumps, then join me on November 8th and vote for Donald Trump. Well, evidently, a lot of you joined Doc Holliday. You got your friends out, and we did elect Donald J. Trump as the next president of the United States, the 45th president. I'm proud of the fact that we got a fighter in the White House. We're going to stick with him, watch him. And I'm telling you, look at this transition team. I think it's Trump triumphant. They had a little wiggle right there at first. It was a crinkle, whatever you want to call it. But Governor Chris Christie was heading the transition team. Seemed to have some lobbyists in line, and that's against what Donald Trump really wanted. So Mike Pence stepped up and was picked to be head of the transition team. I think it is wonderful. Mike Pence has been the perfect VP candidate with Donald Trump. He helped get Donald Trump elected. And now, even now, the transition team, I believe every step of the way, Governor Mike Pence, Vice President-elect, will continue to, it's like a ball player, an athlete, one of those expert athletes that comes along and gets better and better throughout the game. Doesn't get tired. They get better and better as the game goes on. And that's what I see in Mike Pence. And so this transition team, can you believe all the barking of the media? And I said, you know, an Axelrod, a guy that put Obama in office and was his one of his chief counsels. And Axelrod had to tell the media, hey, lay off, man. You know, in 2008 when the Obama team won, and, you know, they didn't have people in place a week later. Come on, give them some time. But one of the things that you hear these rumors floated out back and forth, I'd like the White House Chief of Staff, Rance Priebus, great, great choice. Steve Bannon, getting all this flack from the left. Give the guy a chance. But Steve Bannon is a brilliant conservative. And I think that's what the left knows. They don't want him around Donald Trump because he's brilliant. But let's look at this. One of the things in transition team, he's had Donald Trump, the team of rivals, people that he did ridicule. Lying Ted Cruz went in, and I got a clip we're going to play in just a minute. Who else? Mitt Romney, of all people, the way he criticized Romney. Romney would not vote for him. He worked against Donald Trump winning, and he was invited in with the transition team. Will he get something? We'll have to wait and see. The one thing I didn't like was Dr. Ben Carson saying that he did not want to be a part of the administration. He might be an advisor, help out, but he didn't want to lead up any kind of cabinet position. And I think it is a disappointment to me, because doing it for America, that's what I love to see, Dr. Ben Carson involved. And maybe he'll pick up something later. We'll see. But I know he loves America. I'd love to see him some way being a part of this Trump train. What else we have for you? Well, next week we'll have more of these positions. It won't be rumored, be falling in place. But I wanted to tell you that the Trump team, I believe, is doing wonderful in finding people. And just the fact that they would go and talk with Ted Cruz, bring him in. And Ted Cruz, after he spoke with Trump and the team, the transition team, he was on Fox News, Friends of Fox. So let's listen a little bit of that conversation.
Well, good morning. Good to be back.
How would you characterize your visit with the president-elect?
Listen, it was very productive. I spent several hours in Trump Tower, had the chance to meet with the president-elect, with the vice president-elect, with senior members of the transition team. And I think we had very good and productive conversations about how we can work together to really deliver on the promises made to the American people. This election was a powerful mandate for change. I think the American people overwhelmingly said, we want to change the path we're on, and I am eager and committed to working with President-elect Trump, to working with the new administration, to get it done, to actually delivering on what we told the voters we would do.
So, Senator, when you say work with President-elect Trump, are you talking about in the capacity as a U.S. senator or in the capacity of somebody on his cabinet or an executive-level job in the administration?
Well, listen, I have an incredible job right now representing 27 million Texans, and I'm incredibly honored to hold that job, and it's a job I take very, very seriously. I'm eager to work with the new president in whatever capacity I can have the greatest impact defending the principles that I was elected to defend, defending the principles of freedom, defending the Constitution. And we spent a great deal of time talking about how when the voters give Republicans control of the White House, control of every executive branch, control of the Senate and control of the House, we got to deliver. I mean, it is time to put up or shut up. And I think there are incredible opportunities. I'm looking forward to working very, very closely with President Trump to deliver on his promise to repeal Obamacare. I'm looking to working very, very closely with President Trump to confirming strong Supreme Court justices and protecting the constitutional rights of Americans. Yeah. And I think that's what the voters are looking for.
Senator, you were behind closed doors yesterday at Trump Tower. There's been a lot of criticism from media saying that the campaign or the administration is in total chaos. They don't know what they're doing. They have not appointed yet a cabinet position. What was your sense being behind closed doors there with President-elect Trump? Is it total disarray?
No, of course not. I thought that was complete silliness. Now nobody should be surprised that there are media critics who are trying to throw rocks at the president-elect and at the transition team, that they don't want the president to succeed. What I saw from the president-elect on down to every person at the transition was men and women working hard with an enormous task in front of them, a task of bringing together a new administration of hopefully talented principals, effective leaders, leaders who will be loyal to the president and loyal to the agenda that he campaigned on, that we promised the American people. And any transition is like drinking from a fire hose. You've got an enormous amount of work to do in a short period of time, and I think they're working very hard to get it done.
So, now, that is a good, strong voice of Ted Cruz. I think he's over the campaign. He got out on a trail, and I know U.S. Senator Roger Wicker, who is my senator, lives in the same town as we do this radio show, and I know I had a friend talking of U.S. Senator Roger Wicker, who was in charge of keeping the Senate Republican in a very challenging time, and he did it. He kept the Senate Republican. So, very important, and he was telling us that Donald Trump was very much supported by Ted Cruz, especially in the last few weeks on the campaign trail, and Ted really helped get the vote out, and that is important. You never know how close these 1% victories were and how important that was. My hat's off to Ted Cruz. My hat's off to Donald J. Trump and looking who's best and interviewing Ted Cruz for a possible position in the cabinet. So, of course, you know what the old politics say. Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. You know, Ted Cruz might be the one that would mount a challenge 4 years in a primary, so put him into administration would be a smart move by Donald Trump, because Ted Cruz is a very, very smart and brilliant young man, and Love to see him in the administration. If he's not, I mean, I'd love to see him leadership on the Senate floor because he's ready to get things done. He is ready to get things done. In fact, we're going to have a break, and then after that, I'm going to play one more clip of Ted Cruz on Fox and Friends when he was talking about what the Republicans are expected to do. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. We're glad to have you. We got new listeners we built up during this campaign season. Stay with us because there is so much excitement after a year and a half of campaigning. Now the Donald Trump victory team is having to put together a transition team who will take power on January 20th, along with a Republican Senate, a Republican House. There's so many things that need to get done, but the main thing, get rid of Obamacare. We've talked about that's one of the reasons I started this radio show, to help keep Obamacare from ever becoming the disastrous law it became. And now this is our one chance to get rid of it. And we knew if Hillary won, we were doomed under Obamacare to suffer the consequences of it. Now America can get good health care to the millions that need it and not be under this oppressive law that is just keeps on smoldering and burning and tearing down the American economy and the American healthcare system. So, yes, we need to get rid of that quickly. Tax reform quickly. Help get these corporations that are keeping money overseas. Let them bring it in. Bring in those trillions of dollars and rebuild America. Now, what else? We got to look at the Supreme Court. Got to get a conservative justice quickly on the Supreme Court. So many things to look at, so many things to do, and that's why we want you to keep listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And just to remind our new listeners and those who haven't gotten your book yet, Doc Holliday has written a book along with Dr. Alveda King, that's the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and also Dr. Alex McFarland. The book's called Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. We need those principles now more than ever. We've stood on them firm, and we have won the day and the right to be a part of a government that can make things better for American citizens, and it's up to the Republicans to get that done. Now, how do you get the book? You go to the front page there, look at the cover of the book, click on it. It'll take you to my website. Order it there. We'll be glad to get it shipped out to you. And we've been getting more and more Amazon orders. So if you got an Amazon card, you want to work through Amazon, look up Dr. Ed Holliday's Bedrock Truths. And we'll make sure Amazon gets the book out to you. So please get those. And for our liberal friends who may be listening to us, some of those who were shocked and dismayed at what happened on Tuesday night, November 8th, read the book. You may not like it if you're a left-wing and liberal, but you need to understand the feelings and where we come from and what the conservative right wants to do. And we want to work with you for the betterment of America. So check out Bedrock Truths. Now, in just a minute, I will play a little more from Ted Cruz, and then we're going to play a little bit of reaction of Tuesday night. This is a fun show. This is a basking in a win. Like we played that clip, President Obama said, you know, if you want to do something, win an election. Go out, argue your position, and win an election. We did that. We did that. Working together. Yes. So thank you, and let's enjoy the last half of the show. We'll start with this from Ted Cruz talking about what needs to be done right now.
Listen, I think we need to do whatever is necessary to get the job done. And that was a lot of the topic of discussion when I was in Trump Tower. What was how we deliver. I think if Republicans go to Washington and we don't deliver on what we promised, I think we'll be looking at pitchforks and torches in the street, and quite rightly.
So go 51 if you have to. Go 52. Pass things with 52.
Well, listen, we need to see how the Democrats respond. I mean, right now, the Democrats seem to be in this bizarre spiral of getting nuttier and nuttier. I think the lesson they took from this election is they weren't liberal and extreme enough, and they've got to get even more whacked out and disconnected from the American people. I hope some saner heads prevail in the Democratic Party. I hope there's some Democratic senators who actually want to come and do the job we've been given. But I think on the Republican side, we need to demonstrate resolve. We need to demonstrate the seriousness to deliver on these promises. I can tell you this. We are going to, I believe, repeal Obamacare. And we are going to confirm strong conservative Supreme Court justices to protect the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And if Democrats think they can stand in the way on that, I think they're sorely mistaken.
Well, that was Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, who was the runner-up, I guess you could say, to Donald Trump in the Republican primary. And it looks like he's ready to rock and roll for the American patriots, the American people. And I just hope that Donald Trump will consider him for something in his administration. If not, we got him in the U.S. Senate. So, great. Good to hear Cruz is back on his game and ready to roll up his sleeves and work for the American people. I told you we're going to talk about, or not talk, just listen to some of the commentators. I will have to say on Fox News, Neil Covito show, well, it was Lou Dobbs' show. I got a clip from there. We had Pat Cadell there. He was the poster for Jimmy Carter and seen so much, and he's the one that really thought things were going to break for Trump. I mean, it seemed like he was the odd man out. Nobody thought he would. Take a listen a little bit. This is on Tuesday night, election night, November 8th.
But he, even with his personal problems, in the end, enough voters, even in this divided partisan environment, felt that they needed change and they wanted an anti-establishment figure. And that is the reason his appeal to those voters. And I think the story will, it's in the exit polls and we can see it. But it's not such a shocker to me. I thought that he was, in every one of the close states that I looked at the kinds of questions in, all of them showed that disposition, that there were people ready to move.
You know, what's interesting, too, Lou Dobbs, when you think about it, is that they accepted a lot from Donald Trump. All the controversies, the language, alienating all these groups, supposedly, because they were that ticked off.
Yeah.
But other stuff superseded it.
They were that ticked off, and there is also a great argument in all of this for a longer campaign season, as much as I hate to say that. They got to know both of these candidates a little bit more, certainly Donald Trump. She ran from the electorate. She hid out. She was only in the most controlled circumstances before cameras. He was willing to say anything, talk to anyone, and did. And I think at the end, there was a great value in that, because he didn't turn out to be running for the cameras. He wasn't a reflection in the eyes of the electorate.
Seem scripted or stilted, no, or reading cue cards.
Or manufactured. And if you remember, the hundreds of days she went without having a press conference. And
278, the most counted.
The contrast to that alone, and the fact that it did seem like she was manufactured. And if you talk to Hillary Clinton supporters, they talked about the money in the ground.
Look what's going on in Pennsylvania, folks, here. They're separated now by about a half a percentage point here. So a little outside the margin of error. This is the 20 electoral vote state here. So this is a biggie.
I think that
could put him over the top.
Well, of course, Pennsylvania did put him over the top, and you heard the Fox commentators talk about that Trump was winning, and Pat Cadell, the poster, had called it. Lou Dobbs wanting to see change, and you heard that. But now what about the other side? Well, we said national media, there is a group that's called the Young Turks, a very progressive, real progressive young Democrats, and there's about a 3-minute clip someone had put together of how things started out tonight. And you hear, they were ready to high five and say, if Hillary wins Florida, it's all over with. And then they even came and said, hey, Mississippi, that Clinton is winning in Mississippi. That's my home state. She didn't have a chance here. But, when the first votes came in from a couple of the big Democratic areas, yes, she was ahead never even sweat, but they were bragging about it. They were getting ready to celebrate a run and getting the Senate to the Democrats. And but just take a listen how it progressed. It's 2 or 3 minutes. I think you'll enjoy. Take a listen to the Young Turks.
If she wins Florida, then it's over. Okay, that means very likely she's won Pennsylvania.
No.
And she's going to be over 300 electoral votes.
No.
That doesn't necessarily mean landslide, but it means that's a comfortable win.
What is the percentage?
49.8, 2.5 points, 2.4 point lead for Hillary.
She has a 2.4 point lead, everybody. Everybody.
Yes.
Don't panic. She's here comes Hillary. And just so what's on the board, Ben?
Well, Hillary Clinton has scored 21 straight points.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to give you one more thing here. By the way, right now, you want to talk about early results. Mississippi leaning Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You think?
New York? Clinton.
Donald Trump has lost his home state.
He lost his home state.
Yeah. How can he possibly win? Okay, I feel better about Florida than I do about Virginia. 61% chance of winning
for
Donald Trump.
This is insane. This is insane.
We got
87% chance that the Republicans are going to keep the Senate, in which case they would have Trump, the Senate, and the House.
And the Supreme Court.
Oh, and all the Supreme Court.
And the Supreme Court.
Wow. We won't switch it over for the first time in an entire generation to liberal.
Okay, guys. Man, it's doomsday scenario here. They now have Trump at 64% chance of winning.
Gee almighty. I mean,
yeah. So we're in bad, bad shape.
Well, duh.
And you got fooled by a simpleton who uses simple sentences that appeal to you. I don't think America realizes that if this guy wins, we're in a world of trouble, every single one of us, including the people who voted against their best interest tonight.
Oh, wow. For the Trump presidency, brace for impact. New York Times now saying the chance of a Trump presidency is 92%. Brace for impact.
Fox News is called North Carolina.
Fox News is called North Carolina. I was going to call North Carolina earlier. It's done. North Carolina is gone. So that those dreams are at an end. So she still has a chance. It's not a good one. We'll take a quick break out of time.
Fox has called Wisconsin for Trump.
Really?
Okay. Yes, really.
Back on the Young Turks election coverage in a night that appears to be absolutely disastrous. But right now, we don't have good news really almost anywhere in those states that they absolutely need. And so, but now 90% reporting in Ohio, and he has a 9-point lead in Ohio. 9 points.
And, of course, it's hilarious to go back and listen to see how they were so excited to say, hey, we win Florida, and it's over if Hillary's president. And didn't work out that way. Even getting cocky about saying Hillary's ahead in Mississippi. But I will have to say that one of the things you look back, how did Hillary lose? You know, 3 weeks before the election, and she was going in Arizona and, you know, didn't spend any time in Wisconsin. They were trying to expand the map. Go into Arizona. She was going into, of course, North Carolina and Florida, trying to keep Trump out of Florida, thinking she could just win Florida and that would block everything. But I have to say that I'm glad she tried to expand the footprint of the Democratic Party. I'm so glad because that helped give us the edge in the states we needed it in. So thank you, Hillary Clinton and her campaign team. And I will say a lot of celebrities had things to say, and I got a clip of that. We'll just play that as we finish out, and I have something to say right then. Take a listen to this for a couple minutes.
Some people are sad, some people are scared and nervous. My job is to come out here every night and try to make you laugh and take your mind off of things for a while. So I hope that no matter how you're feeling, you can turn on the Tonight Show and we'll be here to spread some joy and put a smile on your face. That's what we try to do.
I may be willing to carry the f*** this s***.
There's no way around it. This is what it feels like when America is made great again. I was wondering, and I was really hoping it would feel better because this sucks.
Now, if you
you're like me, the implications of this have been hitting you in waves. One minute you're numb, and the next minute you realise that Donald Trump, this man, will soon have access to the nuclear codes.
It was a rough night for everybody, I think. We're worried. The people are worried, you know? Okay, he's the president, now what?
And I think, I guess the message that I want to, like, spread out to other women is exactly what you're saying, is not to give up. Sorry, I hate crying on camera, but is not to give up, because this is so important, and it's easy to say, throw in the towel and that we're going to leave.
Stop it.
Anybody but Donald Trump. Anyone.
We are not going to be okay.
You are this close to handing Trump ultimate power on this planet. Are you insane, you pathetic losers?
Do I have to tell them not to be afraid? They're afraid.
I would tell them don't be afraid.
And I do want to say that I've been very vocal for my support for everyone besides Donald Trump. Heavily supported Bernie, heavily supported Hillary. And I still think that in her lifetime she deserves to be the first female president. And that's what makes me so sad.
Oh, I should have told you to get out your tissues, shouldn't I? That was Miley Cyrus finishing up at the end. I was saying that believes that Hillary should be the first woman president in her lifetime. Well, I'm sorry, Miley, but maybe you ought to stick to singing and not politics. Well, America, you have spoken loud and clear. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is glad and proud to have you listening to us. We will have more next week in this exciting journey. We go back several weeks ago when we talked about the journey of Donald Trump. Well, his journey is really now just beginning, as when he takes the inauguration, the oath of office on January 20th. Pray for him. Pray for America. And I really believe we'll make America not only great again, we'll make it the best it's ever been for everyone. And Donald Trump will keep expanding this Republican dominance, and conservative leaders and leadership will bring about a resounding change in America. Now, look, our economy is in bad shape. As much as Obama says it's good, I mean, the bond market is teetering on disaster. Loans made in 2007 and 8 during the worst recession since the Depression, hey, they're coming due. 10-year loans are coming due next year. And a lot of companies use those loans to buy back stock. They didn't invest in their companies, bought back stock, and the stock market's gone up. And now what are they going to repay it with? Don't know. We need a better economy. And so let's hope Donald Trump gets on the ball on this. Listen, you've been listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Like I said, next week we're going to dive into more of what's going on with the transition team, what America's doing and saying. And you'll want to hear Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.